This weekend, many Americans will turn their attention back to sports for a few hours, as most leagues return to a somewhat regular schedule, with a few differences. We'll be seeing lots of tributes and patriotic overtones. With me now is Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports on Fridays. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, Noah.
Baseball came back for a bit this past week, and I guess most everything is back on track now.
Back on a regular schedule with a couple of differences. Baseball is extending its regular season by a week. Football is adding the missed week to the end of its season. And one thing that you'll definitely notice is a lot more security this weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration is barring planes from flying below 3,000 feet within 3 miles of stadiums at big events. A lot more police, a lot more searches. And when the NFL resumes on Sunday, you'll see a moment of silence in every stadium, flag decals on every helmet, America the Beautiful sung in every stadium, too. With the New York teams, the Jets and Giants, they're going to be wearing caps from the New York Fire Department, Police Department, and Transit Authority when they're on the sidelines, just as the Yankees and Mets in baseball have done.
One moment that stands out came last night in Philadelphia at an exhibition hockey game between the Flyers and the New York Rangers. In the break between the second and the third period, they put President Bush's speech up on the Jumbotron, and they took it off to resume play, and there was some strong reaction from the fans. We have some tape here from last night.
Yeah, they booed lustily when the players came back onto the ice to start the last period of play. And management listened. They delayed the game. They put the president back up. And when he was done 30-some-odd minutes later, they decided to bag the rest of the game. The players shook hands and got off the ice. And interestingly, it was a game in which the first two periods were marked by a bunch of brawls. Hmm. And I think sensibly, the teams in the arena just said, this doesn't make any sense. Let's call it off.
Now, what do people say about the turnout of fans? What's expected?
Well, I think the NFL will be a good barometer. They sell 60 to 70,000 seats per game. This is a league that always sells out. And I think fans are going to want to show up to pledge their allegiance to sports. In the first week that baseball's been back, they pretty much have. The first couple games, it was dicey. The first night, 15,000 no-shows in Pittsburgh, and the opponent was the Mets, and New York teams have been getting tremendous support all over the country. But yesterday, you had 40,000 fans in San Francisco, 44,000 in Seattle, 30,000 in Boston, and you can bet that tonight's game between the Mets and the Atlanta Braves will be a sellout and a moving experience. It's the first game in New York since the attacks. The Mets are donating today's pay to relief efforts. There'll be a 21-gun salute. Diana Ross is going to sing God Bless America, and there are going to be a lot of tears at Shea Stadium.
You bet. And the Mets, indeed, are suddenly back in the pennant race. How do you see this last 2.5 weeks of this baseball season?
Well, the Mets have been awful all year until now. They've won 20 of their last 25 games. Suddenly, they're within reach of first place, which is Atlanta, and the second place, Philadelphia Phillies. And given the tragedy in New York, the Mets rising to first or close to first would be a great story for the tabloids and all New Yorkers. Elsewhere, the National League races in all three divisions and the wild card are totally up for grabs. 9 teams for fighting for 4 spots. Roger Clemens on Wednesday became the first pitcher ever to win 20 games against just 1 loss. And Barry Bonds hit his 64th home run last night. He needs 7 in his final 15 games to break Mark McGwire's record of 70.
We mentioned pushing back the schedule a week. Could we be seeing the World Series in November?
And the Super Bowl in February, yes. The NFL is trying to persuade a car dealership convention in New Orleans that's scheduled for the week after the Super Bowl to switch weeks with the league. The league wants to get the full playoff slate in so it doesn't have to refund any money to the TV networks for lost games. That would be more than it would cost to get the car guys to move. So late schedules all around.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal and joins us on Fridays.